Hell's Bells by Paul Mars, read by Joanna Tope. Prologue. The journey took longer than she was expecting. The train trundled through miles of greenish-gold September woods, tiny villages and fields that seemed to go on forever. As they approached the coast, however, the skies grew wider and paler. Penny imagined she could smell the sea through the open carriage window. Her various bags and cases were occupying the seat beside her, the rack above, and the small bay behind. She was escaping with everything that belonged to her. She should have left some of it behind, she knew. She should have made a cleaner break, left more of her stuff for her fella to chuck out. There was something appealing about just walking out and taking very, very little. In recent months, Penny had felt so encumbered by everything. She wanted her life to be very simple and new, somewhere different, somewhere to explore. Her mother had suggested starting anew abroad, perhaps, but she didn't feel brave enough for that. It was as if Ken had sapped all the courage out of her in just the short time they had been married. No, just 100 miles or so would do her. It was far enough away. She set out the guides and leaflets on the table before her once again, looking at the pictures of her destination. The town looked perfect. Gothic splendour, 19th-century ambience, sleepy spookiness, somewhere to soothe and heal her wounded soul. She even had a little job lined up, receptionist work. A nice hotel she'd read about online. One that was experiencing staffing shortages. A room came with a post. It was perfect for her. And with the Halloween Goth Festival coming up too, everything looked propitious. Penny had...